Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. How you doing today? I hope you can hear me. We are camped out. We got a beautiful lake camp spot, free, praise God. But it's right next to a busy highway, so hopefully you can hear me. Hey, I want to talk to you today about the dogmatic dilemma, And if you hear a bunch of trucks roaring, it's because we're in near a truck stop. As we're camped out, traveling, preaching the gospel, we were out holding gospel signs today. I want to talk about the dogmatic dilemma. I had this situation recently come up, so I thought I'd cover it. I've never really covered it before. Dogmatic, it's a word you don't hear very often. What is it? Well, people say, the definition, it's inclined to lay down your principles as truth. Other people say it's opinions labeled as fact. So when someone says I'm being dogmatic, it means they believe what they say is true, and that's what they mean, that's what they say. They're dogmatic, they're for sure, they're definite on it. Now, the word dogma comes from dogmatic, makes sense. And in faith circles, that word means a believed doctrine or set of instructions. So like the Roman Catholic Church has what they call dogma. It's their, in their case, man-made rules and traditions. On the biblical Christian side, we have the Ten Commandments that we believe are true and given by God. Thus, they are dogma to us. So I want to talk about this. Dogmatic. A word of warning to you, precious saints. Be dogmatic. Sure, only when you can be, and where you can't or you're not sure, don't be, or you may be in great error or sin, and you may be stumbling or confusing others. Let me give you an example, okay? John 14:6. Jesus is the only way to the Father, all right? We can be dogmatic. For sure, stand on it as truth, as our instruction, as our dogma, because it's clear in Scripture and other Scriptures like Acts 4:12 back it up that Jesus is the only way, the only name under heaven. So in those areas, excuse me, where we know we can stand hard, we can be dogmatic. It's okay to be dogmatic and stand on the truth. But too many people stand dogmatically on topics they are not sure on, that they can't prove, and they're not ready or able to back it up in Scripture. This is where I want to warn you about. This is a grave, grave danger. Let me give you an example. I had a man recently who I reached out to, and he was telling me that he knows 100% the vaccine patch. They have a so-called vaccine patch that leaves a mark on your skin. He said that's going to be the mark of the beast. Dogmatically, he said it is going to be the mark of the beast. Now, I believe he's in grave error, because while it could be one day used as the mark of the beast, who knows, he cannot dogmatically say for sure 100% and prove in Scripture it is the mark of the beast. So he's wrong in saying it today. And what if it never happens? It smears his testimony. It defames God as he claims Christ. This is not good. This is why we must be careful on where we're dogmatic and where we can't be. Does that make sense to you, saints? Now, Jesus told us to let our yea be yea and our nay be nay, Matthew 5:37. What this means is it's critical that we say what we mean and nothing more, nothing less. Our words matter, right? I would also add, based on Jesus Christ, who he is, he's the way and the truth, and that we must worship in spirit and truth, that we must aim to speak the full truth always. And where we can't or we're not sure, we don't speak it dogmatically. Another example of dogmatic or not being dogmatic is Matthew 8:21. The man who said to Jesus, "Let me go bury my father." I heard a teacher the other day say, Well, we're not sure if the father was sick or if the father was already dead. Here's a fact from Scripture. We can't know whether the father was dead or dying. Scripture is not clear on it. So we can't be dogmatic. We can't be 100% sure and proclaim it as truth. So this is what I'm trying to get at here. We must know what we know and know what we don't know, all based on Scripture. In life, our discussions, or witnessing, it's important that we only go so far as what we can be dogmatic on. Sure, positive, 100%. Other areas, we must use wisdom, wise as a serpent, Jesus said in Matthew 10. And not say too much to go beyond the truth or the means of Scripture. What we don't want to be is like the easy believe people, the once saved people, the worldly carnal people, the greasy grace people that make dogmatic statements and doctrines that they cannot know are true. We do not want to be that way, or we look foolish and we make the truth of God foolish. Proverbs 17:28. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. So, yeah, so what Proverbs is telling us here is if you're not sure on something, don't be speaking about it. And it's counted for wisdom. Isn't that awesome? It means don't speak what you don't know. Thus, we have to be careful to not be dogmatic on topics unless we know and can prove them 100% from Scripture. This is the whole point of my teaching here. So don't get caught up in the dogmatic dilemma. Speak the truth from God's word that you know. Choose to be cautious when you get asked questions or in situations about giving out information or truth you're not sure of. And use silence when needed, as that also fully honors God. So be careful. Dogmatic is good. There's lots of things in Scripture we can be dogmatic about. But there's many things we need to be careful as to not speak lies, error, false doctrine, confuse and stumble other believers. Don't be like most Christians in America and the world, dogmatic on the wrong things, not speaking the things they should be speaking, not knowing and understanding the Word of God that must come by the Spirit of God. New life being born of him. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope you heard me good. I got semi-trucks driving around me. I walked through the semi-truck lot. Going to walk back by Sister Debbie at our peaceful little camp spot over by the lake. We're headed out to preach at a farmer's market tomorrow. Pray that some sheep will hear. And I'm going to be dogmatic on what I know. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. Hey, we love you all. Till next time. Hope you've been edified. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Pouring out truth every day as we travel the gospel road to glorify God and edify the saints. We love you all. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.